What do you think this mess is going to look like over the next couple of weeks slash months?
Well, it's going to be interesting to see what kind of deal they strike. If you talk to people that are on the Armed Services Committees and on the Defense subcommittees for appropriations, there's not a whole lot of disagreement on the level of defense funding. It's just a matter of getting that passed in a bill that funds the rest of the government for the fiscal years, which is where a lot of the disagreements are in the non-defense part of the discretionary budget. And you know, if you look at the numbers being debated here, I can kind of lay it out for you a bit. You know, the war funding for FY11 is about $158 billion for the year. That level's not really being debated at all. That'll be funded, and it's already being funded in the continuing resolution. But it's the base defense budget. The president requested $549 billion in the base budget for FY11. The continuing resolution that we're on right now funds it at about $526 billion. And, you know, the House, the measure they passed back in February, House Resolution 1, brought that funding up to about $532 billion, but still well below the president's request. What Secretary Gates said a few weeks ago when the budget was released, he said that their absolute minimum, their bottom line, is $540 billion for this year. So the House is still well below that, and so DOD is saying it's going to have an impact on what they're doing.
Deputy Defense Secretary Bill Lynn was at the Senate Appropriations Defense Subcommittee hearing yesterday saying DOD would end up robbing Peter to pay Paul was the quote from Secretary Lynn. Do you go along with that, or is it not quite as dire as he made it out to be yesterday?
Well, I think there is some truth to that. From what I've looked at, they have an unusual situation that the Defense Authorization Bill passed back in January. It was signed into law. And what that did is it authorized a pay raise for the uniformed military, 1.4%, and also it increased basic allowance for housing, basic allowance for subsistence. So payroll costs went up, and, you know, healthcare costs have been continuing to rise for DOD. The problem is under the current continuing resolution, they don't have any additional money in these accounts to pay for these higher bills. So what they're having to do is rob money from other accounts, like acquisition accounts for new weapon systems and from operation and maintenance accounts for things like fuel and training and travel. They're having to pull money out of those accounts just to be able to make their payroll expenses.
Is there a reason for Congress, other than what you're talking about, to give DOD its own spending bill and roll everybody else into a CR rather than just including the Defense Department in one big bill to fund the rest of fiscal 2011?
Well, DOD makes up a little more than half of all discretionary spending. So when we're talking about the budget they're debating, DOD is more than half of it. And, you know, whether it's defense spending or other spending in the federal government, managing by continuing resolution is a recipe for disaster. It ends up with creating a lot of unintended effects. You know, for example, there are programs and activities in DOD that they planned to gradually reduce or to eliminate this year in FY11, and under a continuing resolution, they can't do that. They have to keep funding them at previous levels. There are other things that DOD had planned to ramp up, to start new programs, to buy additional weapon systems or at a higher rate, and they can't do that either under the continuing resolution. So it ties their hands arbitrarily at last year's funding levels and last year's programs. So, you know, that's not a good way to manage DOD, and it's really not a good way to manage the rest of the government either.
And I don't think anybody would disagree with that. However, the reality of the situation we're in is we're almost halfway through the fiscal year anyway, and we haven't even really started any kind of debates or conversation about how those bills would look. And so I wonder if at some point it's not more beneficial to the agencies, including DOD, just to know what you're going to have rather than to have this uncertainty. I mean, one person that we talked to earlier was talking about the possibility of 2-week CRs for the whole rest of the fiscal year.
Yeah, that's probably the worst case scenario for DOD and any other government agency, is to have the incredible uncertainty of not knowing if you're going to need to shut down, or if you're eventually going to get a full year budget passed. To have, keep that uncertainty going for weeks at a time for the rest of the fiscal year, it is probably the worst case scenario, even worse than just having a full year continuing resolution. I think it's also worth pointing out to people that, you know, as of today, I think we're 152 days into the fiscal year, and we don't have any of the appropriations bills passed. And at least for defense appropriations, this is the longest we've been without a bill being passed, as far as we've gone into the fiscal year, since 1976. And, you know, I would remind people that 1976 was the year that they actually decided to change the start of the fiscal year, because it used to start on July 1st. And the appropriations bills have been so late in getting passed every year, they said, hey, let's give ourselves another 3 months. And so, starting in 1977, they moved the start of the fiscal year to October 1st. And they've done better since then, except this year. You know, we've had this, you know, more than 150 days delay into the fiscal year without any appropriations bills.
If somebody tried to propose legislation to move the fiscal year start back to July 1st, I can just imagine members of Congress just bursting into flames on the sight of such a thing.
Yeah.
All right, here's where you get out your crystal ball, Todd, and tell us what you think are the most likely out of the possible outcomes, that the 2 week nightmare scenario that I painted happens, that we get a deal here fairly quickly, that we have a few more 2 week or shorter term CRs, and then finally get something longer term, whether it's whatever you think is going to happen. What do you think that's going to look like?
Well, I think that both parties are not interested in having a government shutdown, so I think they're going to do what they can to avoid that or put that off, that possibility off, as long as they can. It's not clear at all that they'll be able to reach a budget agreement within the next 2 weeks. So that would mean that they would at least need to enact another temporary continuing resolution. So I think it's very likely we may see another one of these 2 week continuing resolutions as they continue to hammer out a budget agreement. You know, I'm kind of split in my head over whether they will eventually reach that budget agreement, or whether they will just end up passing a full year continuing resolution or much longer term continuing resolution, to finish out the fiscal year. You know, right now, I think the odds are looking pretty even. I would offer this, that I was at a roundtable discussion a couple of weeks ago of a bunch of budget wonks, and they did a straw poll in the room just to show of hands for people, and they asked you, what do you think the odds are, or do you think that we will have a government shutdown for at least one day at some point in this fiscal year as they continue to debate the FY11 budget? And surprising to me, two-thirds of the people in the room raised their hand and thought, we would have a government shutdown at some point this fiscal year. I was in the minority. I didn't think that we would, but I would pass that along, that a lot of the conventional wisdom is that this is headed for a showdown.
That's interesting stuff, and I wonder if there is anything to be taken out of this that can be applied long-term, maybe to the FY 2012 budget discussion or longer than that, so that we don't wind up in the same situation over and over again, or is this always going to be a matter of I'm right on my side and you're wrong on your side and heads banging together on Capitol Hill?
Well, you know, I've got to be honest, I don't see it getting any easier for the FY12 budget. In fact, instead of starting to debate the FY12 budget that the president submitted a couple of weeks ago, here we are still debating the FY11 budget that was submitted more than a year ago. And so that's, you know, we're already getting off to a late start on the FY12 budget work. You know, this is going to continue to be a contentious issue in terms of government spending. You know, right now, government spending is at the highest level as a percent of GDP as it's ever been since World War II. And at the same time, government revenues as a percent of GDP are at the lowest level that they've been since 1950. So we've got a problem on both ends, spending and revenues. But because the tax cuts have been extended for another 2 years, that basically takes the revenue side of the equation off the table, and all the energy in the next 2 years is going to be focused on government spending. So I don't see this debate really changing, or one side giving in to the other in the next 2 years. It's a hot political issue We see what's going on in the federal government. We see what's going on in the state governments. I think, you know, people are energized, and fired up about this issue. So I think it'll lead right into the presidential election season.
Todd Harrison, Senior Fellow for Budget Studies at the Center for Strategic and Budgetary Assessments.